You are listening to episode 33 of Deb and Courtney's Mixtape. Today, we tackle wedding gift etiquette, talk about questionable song choices in advertising, and Deb gives her advice for staying positive during an election year. Thanks for joining us.
And what? Welcome. What?
Well, welcome to you.
Welcome to you.
What do you think makes that wagga 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 sound?
Wagga 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 wagga. Something that was used in the 90s that was never ever used again. I don't know. Whoa. Waka waka. A guitar maybe?
I think it made an appearance in the 70s as well.
Yeah.
But just different.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Deb.
Hi.
And she.
Hi.
Is Courtney over there?
I'm Courtney.
Yeah.
Hi.
And this is episode 33 of Deb and Courtney's Mixtape.
Mixtape.
A show about everything, a show about nothing.
And both of those will be explored this week. Hey, Deb.
Yes, Courtney.
Did you notice anything different about me? Or, you know, do you see anything different?
In my 4-inch by 4-inch Skype camera picture that I have of you right now?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're scantily clad.
Well, okay, but don't be like gross. I'm wearing it.
Yeah, you got the bits covered.
The equivalent of a tank top.
The bag of bruises.
Not today. We're good today.
Okay. All right.
Wink, wink, wink.
Whoa. Did I notice anything else? You're very defined.
Am I?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. Anything in this area right here?
Oh, you have your filter on.
I finally figured out how to hook up my pop filter, you guys.
So now
I can say pop like all the time. Pop, 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 pop.
So now you're practicing safe recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it will be better on the ears of our many, many listeners. So you're welcome.
Yeah. I prefer to see your whole face.
Yeah. Well, you and everybody. I get that all the time.
So
enough already. I get it.
So congrats on that. Did you practice on a banana?
Not this time.
No, didn't have to, huh?
No.
Good.
I'm good.
Good.
I'm
good. Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Anyway, sorry to derail right at the beginning, but I was so excited about it. I just wanted you to.
No. Yes. Yeah. It's a big deal when you achieve something technically. Yeah. As she does the Rosie the Riveter fist pump.
Turning this screw was wicked technical. I got it, you guys.
Did you have to think righty tighty, lefty loosey when you did that?
No. It's only been in the box for like 5 months. So
yeah. Yeah.
We're cool.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. So we are recording on, what is it, the 27th of September. And this is the day after.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think we need to talk about what happened last night on every channel, on every network between, our time between 6 o'clock and 7:30.
Oh, man.
Or if you
it
were lucky
felt
enough
like a lot longer
to turn in to tune into coverage that started at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
We don't need to rehash it. I've watched it. I watched the highlights. But OK, here's the deal. I don't want to talk about the debates. But I do want to say one thing. And this has been such a frustration for me. Mm-hmm. I am a pretty big believer in, I don't want to say law of attraction because people think woo woo, blah, blah, blah. But I do think that words have power. And
sure.
You know how the saying is, if you're anti-war, you should be pro-peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my frustration is that there's so much anti, and there's so much hate. So I just want to encourage people to be pro-something. And I know it's hard. It's hard here, right? Because a lot of the two choices are difficult. But find something to be pro about. That's all I really want to say.
That's exquisite advice. I'm super down with your message. I'm pro Deb.
Are you pro? Okay. There you go. Be pro Deb. Yes.
I imagine almost all 15 of the people listening are probably also pro-Deb. So that's a bunch in your corner. I'm totally down with that. I think that's a great message.
I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult, but I really think we need to focus on the good.
Accentuate the positive.
Find something, man. Find something.
Yeah.
That's all I really wanted to say.
I got some stuff to say, but I'm not going to say it. Because I'm too... Ugh. Ugh.
Did you watch it?
Ugh. Oh, I watched it.
Yeah.
I had a big old glass of wine.
Yeah. Probably
my
not big
hurts
enough.
Today, and honestly, I don't know, because it wasn't that bad, but like, I mean, I didn't have that much to drink, I should say. But I don't know if the headache today is from the wine, because I haven't had wine in a while, or if it's from the debate. or if it's from then actively trying to avoid. Like, my mother-in-law was visiting, and she left today, but we finished watching as a family, cringing as a family, and when it was over, you know, we ate dinner in the middle and we're still listening to it, but weren't watching it. And when it was over, my husband was like, wasn't there going to be a gubernatorial debate for the state of Washington right after? And I flapped out on the couch and I was like, I need 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I need 5 minutes of fluff and nonsense. And I was like, I need 5 minutes of drag queens. Can you just give me 5 minutes of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, please? And then we can go back. And he like smiled. He's like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can have 5 minutes. I was like, oh my God, thank you.
So RuPaul was like your mental palate cleanser?
By the way, if you want to look for something that is pro, like RuPaul all the way.
Yeah.
Like RuPaul is not just a palate cleanser. RuPaul is an amazing human being. And so if you are looking for positivity, girlfriend, look there.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, I saw Sarah Silverman tweeted something earlier about like, if it came down to it, Donald Trump isn't even my first choice for president among reality TV hosts. She's like, yeah. Seacrest is a much better businessman and, more diplomatic. And she's like, but my heart is with RuPaul all the way. And I'm like, yes, RuPaul for president of the universe. Yeah. Speaking of pro, you should. And in fact, he was doing a web series for a while and I don't remember the name of it, but there's this terrific clip, which I'm sure you can find on YouTube, of like RuPaul driving around in his car with Henry Rollins and they're just talking about love and how like RuPaul wants to help Henry Rollins find love. And it's just like something you would never expect to see. And it's just the most genuine, lovely conversation between friends. Like, I recommend it.
That sounds so nice and light.
Right?
So that's all I really wanted to say about the hour and a half, whatever, mm-hmm. last night. It's just, if you can just find something to be pro.
What other distractions were available this week? Did you see, okay, I know you've had a busy week, which I'm sure you will maybe talk about later.
Yeah.
Or not, as is your preference. But have you been seeing this thing that's going around Facebook where you like define yourself in 3 fictional characters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
No, I haven't, because it sent me into like a frickin' tailspin.
Did you think you were going to get it wrong or something?
I was having some sort of like an existential crisis because I was seeing all of these great things that people were putting up there and I was like, oh, that's so him, oh, that's so her, oh, that's so perfect. And then I was like, I can't think of 3 for me. And like, it kept me up one night. My mind would not shut down because like I was like, I can't see myself in 3 characters. And then I was like, do I even know who I am? Do I even know who I am? Or is it that nothing and no one represents me and I'm all alone in the universe? Like shit got really weird. Shit got really weird and really dark. It wasn't a great week, I'm going to be honest with you.
Because of that?
Well,
partly because of that.
But, like, it didn't help
my
mental state. Like, so at first I couldn't think of any, and then I thought of a lot, but talked myself out of, like, why none of them were quite right and blah, 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 blah. I don't know. And I felt very left out. Like, I can't play because...
Because I don't know myself.
Because something is horribly wrong with me.
So this is the kind of thing, I haven't clicked on anything. I've seen my friends post that stuff, but I thought it was something that you click on it and you take a test and it spits out three. But you have to come up with three
by
yourself?
No, you come up with three, I think.
That's a lot of pressure.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you just validated everything that I've been going through. I did think of one. Actually, I thought of I thought of two. Actually, I thought of three. Actually, I thought of five. Actually, I thought of 70 billion. This is the problem. But I did think of one, and I'm going to see if I can give you a hint. Hang on a second.
Oh. Is it Pee-wee Herman?
My brother finally came over to my house last week and brought me my birthday present.
Nice.
Which is... an official talking Pee Wee Herman doll.
I like it.
Just like the one I had back in the day and has ended up God knows where.
Mm.
This one is still in the box, but I'll tell you what, it's not going to stay in the box.
You're taking that shit out.
Yeah, dude. It's already, the box is already like, the plastic is breached, so it's not like it's mint condition anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
He got this at a family white elephant gift exchange, and I was furious that he took it. I was furious.
Did he take it from you?
I think at one point, yes.
You had it, and he took it.
Yeah.
So you're going to take it out of the box and play with it?
Play with it, yes!
Well, that makes sense, because he plays with himself, so there you go.
Okay, just for the record... Because somebody else, I mentioned this recently, and somebody else was like, oh, didn't he get in trouble for child porn? No,
he didn't.
The answer. Nothing inappropriate with minors. He was indulging in some masturbatory activity in an adult movie theater, which is not a... I mean, I've never been in one, but I just assumed that was what happened there. So
sure.
I mean, I get that it's not strictly legal, but I also think it's not that surprising.
That's unfortunate as a celebrity that you can't, you can't indulge in stuff like that without
it
being a big deal.
In his defense, this was before, you know, we all had. I mean, I can look up, 20,000 pornos on my phone right now and never have to leave the comfort of my Barco lounger.
Right.
This was back in the day you had to go out for that stuff.
That's right.
So
that's
you know.
Right. I love me some Paul Rubens. I love Pee-wee.
Me too. No. I love Pee-wee.
That's a great gift.
Paul. It is a great gift. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
So Pee-wee was one of the fictional characters that you maybe kind of thought you would be, you know.
Yeah. 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 I don't know.
I can see that.
He was a big influence in my life as a youth. Not the porno part, but
the creative.
His movies.
Yeah.
And his TV show and that persona.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of hyperactivity in my house. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, older sister, who was always like, what is wrong with you? But yeah, I loved him. I thought he was wonderful.
And then Paul Rubens, correct me if I'm wrong, because you will know this, Paul Rubens laid low for a while, but then he came back in that cocaine movie and he had like that serious...
Are you talking about Blow?
Yes.
That cocaine movie.
You knew what I was talking about.
You know what else he came back in, which was amazing and does not get enough credit? Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the film.
Oh, was he in that?
Yes.
I never saw it.
The television show is based on, they're both Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
I hope. But everybody loves the TV show and people poo-poo the movie, but the movie's fucking awesome. And let me tell you why. Because Paul Rubens is in that movie, but here's the thing. he's kind of in a different movie than everybody else is. Uh-huh. Like, he's kind of committed to his own thing. And it is awesome.
That's great. He just goes for it.
I love him. I love him. Yeah, and he did that. And then he did, around the same time, he did, he was the Penguin's dad in Batman Returns.
Yep. Yep. And now he recently released a new Pee-wee Herman movie on Netflix. Have you watched it?
Yes. I haven't watched it yet. It's in my queue.
I haven't watched it either. Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
I have been revisiting some of the old episodes of the show, which is also on Netflix. We watched part of the Christmas special. Oh, man, was that weird. Grace Jones. I don't know. It all was very strange. It was fantastic.
Strange and fantastic. That is Pee-wee Herman. Yep. Which you are a third of.
No. No.
Well, let us know if you come up with the other two.
I got some stuff, but I'm not going to.
I saw that and I'm like, I'm not even playing. I have no clue. I have no clue who I would be. None at all.
You know who I thought of this morning? See, this is why like I can't play, because I put so much thought into it. It's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
It's just hard and sad. You know who I thought of this morning was Violet from The Incredibles, because I feel like my superpower is also invisibility.
That's good. That's good.
It
doesn't
it's
really
kind of terrible.
Well, it doesn't really mesh with the whole Pee-wee Herman part of you, but
quote Walt Whitman, do I contradict myself? Very well then, I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes.
Okay.
Bam!
All
literature. Poetry, mofos.
Maybe Walt Whitman is your third character. No, he wasn't fictional.
He's an actual dude.
He was an actual dude.
Serious beard. Oh. Serious beard game on that guy.
I know nothing about him. I don't think we were allowed to read him in high school.
Where I went. Oh, Deb.
Yeah.
Oh, Lyndon.
Oh, Lyndon Christian. So, yeah, this past week, it's been, I feel like we always do these shows and it's like, we're so busy. Rah, 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 and I'm always kind of complaining. Rah, 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 gotta travel. Rah, 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 rah. But honestly, this past week has been really challenging for me. I don't want to get into it too much, but just and first anniversary of my mother's passing, which is difficult. I know you're not looking forward to that, I'm sure, coming up.
No,
Courtney,
it's not going to be great.
I do have to say one thing about that. I have a therapist, and we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, and she encouraged me to think about something I could do to honor my mom's passing. Mm-hmm. And it was through this conversation with her that I thought of the perfect thing to do, and I ended up doing it, and it was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing. I handed out sunflowers to people that she used to in the community that she used to live in. And it ended up being such a blessing for me. People still remembered her. Obviously they still miss her and mourn her, but at the same time there were flowers, and how can you not be? Well, you can still be sad with flowers, but it was kind of a bittersweet thing.
Sunflowers are so bright and happy and lovely.
So I'm sharing that in the hopes of maybe encouraging someone else to, you don't have to really, I didn't really embrace the day. It was still very difficult, but I had this thing that I was going to do. It gave me something to focus on. So it wasn't all sad and stay in bed all day and, you know.
Yep.
So that was really cool. It ended up being
you had an action.
Yes, exactly. Which was wonderful. Thank you to my person for helping me through that. And then 2 days later, my sister got married, which was beautiful, wonderful, but a big thing, another big thing to do. So it's just been kind of one thing. On top of another, but I'm hoping
you're in a whirlwind.
Yeah. But now I'm thinking, okay, look forward. Now I can look forward. I got some projects I'm working on, some new stuff. And I also, Courtney.
Yo.
I also have a new boyfriend.
Do tell.
I have a new boyfriend. I met him at the gym. I seem to attract older gentlemen. And by older, I mean... By older, I mean 75 years old. About 2 weeks ago, I was on the treadmill doing my thing at the gym. And this guy was on the treadmill next to me, this gentleman. And I've seen him before. And he stands out at the gym because he shows up in jeans and a sweatshirt.
Nice.
And he has a little handmade fabric pack that he wears around his neck that he puts
like
his
a pouch.
He puts whatever music device he has in there. I'm not sure. I haven't looked in his pouch.
Good. Keep it that way.
But I'm like, oh, good for him. You know, a couple of times I've seen him and oh, good for him. He's on the treadmill. He's doing his 3 miles an hour, 30 minutes, whatever. You know, it's great. This certain day he was next to me on the treadmill and my hip kind of was bothering me. So in the middle of one of my sprints, I stopped and I started limping. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I probably shouldn't be doing this. I'm going to stop doing this. And I stopped the treadmill and I was kind of wiping it off and everything. And he, of course, takes his headphones off and he starts talking to me. And he's like, you okay? Very sweet. Very, very yeah. sweet man. And he struck up a conversation with me. And at first I was like, oh, don't talk to me. Don't talk yeah. to me. I'm at the gym. Yeah. I'm focused. I want to do my workout. But he was so pleasant and so nice. And he said, I really like the way you smell.
What?
And I was like, what? He's like, perfume, your perfume. And I don't wear perfume to the gym because it's
right.
You should not
yeah.
wear perfume to the gym. So he must have been talking about my deodorant or something.
And
I'm not sure.
It's also counterproductive.
Yeah.
Like
perfume at the gym?
Even whether or not it's a fragrance-free zone, like, that is completely counterproductive.
Right,
yeah.
right.
It's like makeup. People who put makeup on before they go to the gym, I'm like, you're doing it wrong, but that's fine, whatever.
So we had this pleasant conversation. He introduced himself. His name is Ira. And he's 75 years old. And I ended up having a lovely conversation with this guy. So that was about a week and a half ago. I have since seen him like 4 times.
Oh, my word.
And just yesterday, I was in the middle of one of my sets, my weightlifting sets. And he comes over because I don't have headphones on at this point. He comes over yeah. and he starts chatting with me. And 20 minutes later, but it was a lovely conversation and I'm just trying to be, you know, friendly and in the moment and
you're
wonder.
You're trying to be pro.
I'm trying to be pro. That's right. Mm-hmm. Pro Ira.
so. Can I ask, is he only coming over to you when your headphones are off?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's very respectful. Thank you, Ira. That's very respectful. Good on you. Excellent yeah. gym etiquette.
Yeah. He has motion towards me like hello
yeah.
when I'm on the treadmill with my headphones on or the elliptical or whatever. So he gets it. He understands gym etiquette. Like,
right.
don't talk to me. My headphones are on. But he's a lovely, lovely person. And I'm just so happy when I talk to him. And it's just like, so he's my new boyfriend.
You do have a boyfriend. Jeez Louise.
Even though he's got a wife and he's 75 years old. And oh, by the way, I've got a husband too. But it's fine. I think it's pretty innocent. But those jeans, man.
Are they like skinny jeans?
No, they're
are
like.
They like dad jeans?
They're like.
Are they acid washed?
No. They almost look like they would be overalls, but you can't tell because he's got a sweatshirt on over them.
Oh, man.
So they got those big back pockets, and I think that there's a hammer thing on the side where you can put your tools.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know?
I'm familiar with the...
What's that called?
The loop.
The loop. Yeah. So I wanted to share my boyfriend, Ira.
It honestly sounds like something my dad would do. were he A, with us and B, you know, physically able, but that's kind of, yeah, my dad was always wearing weird shit and like maybe inappropriate for the
for the environment. Venue. Yes.
And then talking to pretty ladies. That was his gig.
But, you know, he's 75. He goes 3 days a week. He mm-hmm. walks 30 minutes on the treadmill, and he's a lovely person. And I guess my takeaway from that is be open, you know, Deb. Don't be so closed all the time, you know, be open to other people. Because we had a lovely conversation. I thought, I can always do that last set of weights. You know, this guy wants to talk to me. I don't need to be a bitch about it.
Okay. I
However, you say.
Rain on your whole.
Ira Parade.
Let's be pro Ira Parade. I'm super. Ira sounds lovely, but I'm just saying. Let's keep this unbridled optimism in check, because on the other hand, I today had an experience where I was eating lunch in a park. I had an all-day training today, and so I got a sandwich at our lunch break, and I went and sat and ate it in a little pocket park down by the lake, which was lovely, but I did have a moment of, like, there was a little path in this park, and it kind of came near the table where I was sitting, and I felt like there was someone behind me, and wow. I kind of did that thing that so many women have learned to do instinctually, which is to just turn enough so that you can yeah. see what's in your periphery.
Yep.
And sure enough, some dude comes walking by me, like, way too close.
Okay, that's and, like, creepy.
I jerked back and was like, had this like, can I help you look on my face? And he smiled at me for a second and was like, you picked the perfect spot. And I thought, oh my God. I was like, just for a second, I was like, he's gonna skin me. that weird smile, and then like, you picked the perfect spot. And I was like, and I just kind of jerked my head back and gave him this look that was like, keep moving, bro.
Get away.
And I mean, I didn't, it was a smile-ish, but yeah. clearly, but not an invitation. How's that? And he yeah. like, I think he saw me reacting, and he like took a second to think and then just kept walking.
Good. Well, I
so
think
I'm
that's
sorry
smart.
If he was going to be my next boyfriend, but I really don't think that it was going to end well. If I'm honest.
Well, sure. There's that. I think that's a little different situation than, I don't know, maybe not. I mean, Iris.
You have a whole park. You have a whole park. You really need to walk like.
No.
Within 6 inches of a stranger?
No.
No. You do not.
Okay. Agreed.
He's no Ira.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you, Courtney, if you met Ira, if They're you knew all... Ira, like I knew Ira.
Like you know Ira. Boy howdy, but oh, I'm saying, hey, let's all be pro, but let's all remember they're not all Iras. That's all. It's been a busy week for both of us.
Yeah, what like, you?
No, I just mean like we've had like this huge national debate situation, which is like exhausting in a thousand different ways. And then, you know, you've got anniversaries and weddings and yep. new boyfriends.
Yeah.
Park creepers. Okay, to be fair, like this guy might have been perfectly nice and just wanting to like make conversation with a person as he was walking by. So I unfortunately I've been a woman long enough to know that I don't really want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that sad? It's sad.
It is sad. Yeah. It is sad. But I just want to say for the record, yeah. it is entirely possible that this gentleman was just walking in the park and wanted to like, you know, make brief
yeah.
acceptable conversation with a stranger.
Sure.
Who then like gave him the stink eye and shut him down.
It is also possible that he was going to skin you.
Price you pay, bro.
Yeah.
Price you pay.
Yeah.
He pays your money and you takes your chances.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, it's been, I have two weddings coming up in my circle. This, like, there's one this weekend that I'm not going to because I can't. And then there's another one the next weekend that I am going to. And it's like, it's a lot of stuff. Let me ask you this. When you go to a wedding, when you're invited to a wedding, but you can't go, do you always send a gift?
No. I should.
Do you ever? But judging by your face, I'm going to ask, do you ever? You don't have to answer that.
You know, that's a tough, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think so. I don't think so.
It's, I don't know. When I was getting married, I read some Emily Post stuff, and that really messed me up because, you know, the world is different now.
It is.
But I have a lot of guilt over things I have and have not done. Etiquette-wise, let's stick to that for right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
La, 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 la.
I mean, usually couples make it really easy to, like, donate.
Oh, sure.
You know, here's an Amazon card.
Contribute.
Or here's your stuff at Pottery Barn or whatever, you know.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. And this is advice, free advice.
Woohoo.
To all wedding attendees in the universe. Unless you know the couple really, really well, do not go off registry.
I think that's good advice.
I'm just putting that out there.
Unless you're just going to give them cash or something.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, for sure.
Like, sure.
Cash is always welcome.
Yeah.
A gift card to somewhere, like, accessible.
Uh-huh.
Always welcome.
Yes.
Don't be given a gift card to some weird restaurant that only is in your town, which is like 3,000 miles from where they live. And don't, even if you think that this cookie jar that talks when you open the lid is really hilarious. Like, like, these people are getting married and, you know, you don't have to bring a gift, but it's polite to do so. And I'm kind of like, if all you're going to do is, like, get rid of some junk that was in your house, maybe just give them, like, $10.
Sure.
Or a card. Or, you know, just suck it up and be like, whatever. But just don't, just unless you really know them or are giving them something, like, you know, to commemorate the day or
sure.
a creative gift or straight up money, like, I beg of you, do not go off registry.
Are you talking from experience? Did people go off registry with you guys?
We got some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got some weird stuff that was like, I really don't know what I'm supposed to do with this, but thank you.
Did you get a big mouth Billy Bass?
No. 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 You know, I did get a little hamster that was dressed in a karate gi, and it spun nunchucks, and it sang Everybody's Kung Fu Fighting.
What? For a wedding gift?
Yeah, but that was really, I mean, that was more of a gift to me. It wasn't so much, it was a gift to me on the occasion of our wedding. It wasn't really a couple gift. That's a long story,
okay.
And that was from a good friend, but it was borderline in the realm of, like, what is going on? We also got a lot of really lovely things. Oh, the other thing that made me crazy was, like, especially if the couple is out of town, like, if they are not getting married in the town where they live.
Yes.
Like, just ship it to their home.
Yes.
Just ship it to them.
Yep.
Don't do the thing where, like, they are coming to your town either for a shower or the wedding itself or what I like to call a dramatic reenactment of a reception. Like, if they are not in their hometown, don't give them, like, a huge ceramic thing that they then have to figure out how to get home. Like,
yeah.
That's just not particularly thoughtful. Maybe it's controversial.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Especially with the registries, they make it so easy. Just
it's
send
so
it.
So easy.
Yep.
Or, you know, when we got married, Amazon was barely a thing. But, you know, now, shit, dude.
Yep.
Just give them an Amazon gift card.
So my husband and I have been, with our gift giving, we've really tried to not give stuff, but experiences, or consumables. So
totally.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
I'm totally down with that.
Yeah. So my sister got married and they immediately went up to Harrison Hot Springs for two nights. Nice. And they're older. They both have two households, so they don't need anything. So we got them a cheese plate.
You said they're older, and I know your sister, and I've met her husband, and I've met, like, I've...
Yes. What?
Said they're older, I'm just picturing, like, Ira.
Like, Ira older?
Yes.
No.
They're older.
They're in their early 50s.
They're not, right, they're not a young couple starting out together for the first time.
Right.
You don't have any stuff, and you're like, oh.
They have plenty of spatulas.
Right, right. Yeah.
So we got them the cheese plate, the chocolates, and they loved it. Nice. It was there when they got in the room. And yeah, aww. So that's the kind of stuff we try to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I take it back. If you're going to go off registry, give cheese. That's almost always the right answer, unless they're lactose intolerant. But if they're not lactose intolerant, give cheese.
Or chocolate. Cheese or chocolate.
Or wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, all good. All good. Consumables are lovely.
So are you debating what to get for these couples that are about ready to get married?
Well, one, it's a little bit of as with everything in my life, it is complicated. but the one we're not going to, we don't actually know them very well. They are a younger couple. I would probably put them in the millennials category, or maybe just slightly at the top threshold of the millennial age.
Yeah.
And on their website, they had said, you know, if you'd like to give a gift, they have a honeymoon fund set up.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be easy to do.
Yeah,
We haven't done it yet, but we probably will.
Yeah.
And then this other one, I don't know what we're going to do. We did get them a little something, which is not their main gift, which is off registry. But this was the maid of honor at my wedding.
We've
known her for 21 years and, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
22, girlfriend. Wow. Sorry about that. 22 years. So, yeah, we got them a little something, which is really something for her. But then we're going to get something on the registry, like something nice. It's going to be good. We don't know what it is yet, but we'll get. And it's going to go straight to them. We're not going to fart around with this, like, here, get it back home.
Really. Yeah. Smart, Courtney. Speaking Thank you for that free advice.
As the person who was given a duck-shaped tureen, which then never even made it, like, never made it anywhere close to back to home. And I'm like, well, I don't know what you paid for that. I'm sure it was quite a bit, but I didn't get to. The shards are lovely. Okay, so here's the thing.
Are we switching gears here?
You were totally switching gears.
Okay.
Here's another thing that's been distracting me this week. I've noticed this. I've been aware of this for a few weeks, and it's been bugging me. And now it's bugged me to the point where I feel the need to share it.
Oh,
with
okay.
you.
Okay.
With you.
Wait, is it something I've done?
No.
Okay.
So I was watching the TV the other day, as I am wont to do quite often. Oh, I have segue. I have a television recommendation for anyone who is mourning the loss of Downton Abbey, specifically because they are a costume porn junkie. Like, if what you miss about Downton Abbey is the amazing clothes.
Yeah.
I have a recommendation for you. Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries is an Australian show. It's on Netflix, 3 seasons. It takes place in the 1920s, but it's like, it's a murder mystery show, so it's your basic, you know, whatever. But it's like, you know, lady detective in the 20s with Moxie.
Hmm.
Her costumes are insane.
Really?
Like, they're so gorgeous.
And what's it called again?
Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries.
Okay.
I to quote the kids, I cannot even with her clothes. Like, every time she comes on, the screen in a different outfit, I just turn to my husband and I go, ridiculous. Or just like, this is killing me. I'm like, the hats alone are worth the price of admission. Like, they're so gorgeous.
Okay.
Anyway,
we'll check it out.
If you're looking for something to watch, also, P.S., the sexual tension. I'm on season 3, and the sexual tension between her and the police detective is nuts. Maybe that says more about what's going on in my life right now than anything else, but I'm just telling you, like, it is a whole thing.
Maybe they're going to seal the deal by the end of the 3rd season.
Jeez Louise, I hope so. Every episode that ends without, like, so much as a kiss, like, I'm going to be honest with you. It did something I don't normally do because I was so desperate for, like, to know if other people were feeling the same way I was.
Yeah.
I've done something I never did before.
What'd you do?
I went and looked for fan fiction. Because I was like, tell me I'm not the only one who is needing for this thing to come to fruition. And guess what, dude? I am not the only one.
Oh, wow.
There's some stuff out there. Woo! Anyway. Okay. So, as I was watching the television, a commercial came on for Lipton iced tea. That's peppy, right? That's peppy.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
It sticks in your head. It's very up and cheery and da da da. This is the song is SOB by Nate Radcliffe and the Night Sweats. And it took me a few times watching the commercial to, like, make sure this was actually the song that I thought it was.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about this song. It's very catchy. I myself have often thought about, like, wanting to do a fun little video with this song as the background. But I'm not going to do that because here's the thing. The song, as anyone who has ever heard the lyrics knows, is about withdrawal from alcohol. Like, it's literally about the DTs. Like, the whole, you're the Shazam queen, Deb. Can you read the lyrics of, like, the little, isn't there a part where he talks about, like, his hands are shaking?
Yeah. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me.
Bugs are crawling all over me.
My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me.
I mean, that's not...
He says, like, that 4 times.
He said he, because he means it. It's not cute, right? Like, coming down off of, like, serious alcoholism is, like, one of the most horrible things a body can go through, I believe.
So this is probably not the most appropriate song to try and sell iced tea to, is what your point is.
It's just shocking to me. Like, every time I see it, I'm like, God, really, Lipton? And the bet, like, these people are going on a picnic, and they're having fun out in the sun, and the on the prairie, and they've got blankets, and they're making iced tea, and everything's wonderful. And meanwhile, this guy has bugs crawling all over him, and he's literally, like, having seizures and coming out of his skin because he's got delirium tremens. Like, it's not cool. And my thing is, I'm constantly like, what was the process? I would love to be in that room when they decided this is the song that they want to use to promote their product.
Yeah,
right?
Not good.
It's a
not
great song.
Good.
But, like, let's just take a step back. And then I'm always like, is this a bunch of executives who are completely out of touch and they have no idea? And, like, or is there some, like, conniving intern somewhere who's like, I know what'll really screw him up. I'm just going to play this part for you. And it's like, oh, yeah, I love it. It's great. That does make me want to drink iced tea out in a field. And, you know, never bothers to, like, put the lyrics in front of them. Because, holy shit, like, I'm at a loss. Every time I'm at a loss. The only thing that I can think of that's equally as terrible was when Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines used Lust for Life by Iggy Pop to promote
their cruise line, The Lust for Life. Why was that bad?
Because it's about heroin.
Oh.
Because it's about heroin, my friend.
Well, not everybody knows that.
Iggy Pop. Have you seen Iggy Pop?
I did not know what that song was about until you just told me. And I wasn't familiar with this song either. But now that you pointed out, it's like, yeah, that's not the most appropriate song to use to sell iced tea.
It's just an odd choice.
Yeah.
I just really would love to be in that room to know, like, how these decisions are made and and if there's any sort of blowback after. But it just shocked me because I did bring it up to my husband, and he immediately, because he's constantly like, you know, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines use Lust for Life, Iggy Pop. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. And I'm like, nope, you're not wrong, dude. You're not wrong. It's ridiculous.
I had never heard this song. Is it this song on the radio? Is it mainstream? Is it is?
I
got to change up my radio station.
Yeah,
I
got to
get some new Pandora going or something. But
you got to get off that AM.
But I like the sound of the AM. It's so crystal clear. And it's mono. I love it. It's just great.
Who doesn't love mono?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with it's like, how do these decisions get made? Who makes them? Are they doing this intentionally? Maybe. Why would they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is, once again, I need to be in charge of everything because obviously somebody's not paying attention.
So now in the commercial, are there lyrics or do they just use the music?
Just that. The humming and the clapping. And the background music over and over.
Do they show a guy with a glass of iced tea with shaking and breaking out in sweats?
Slumped over in the corner, hallucinating.
Shick shadel. And like, got to drink 16
weeping,
of these cups of iced tea.
Out of his sweat glands. Shick shadel.
Oh.
That place. Look out.
Well, thanks for pointing that out, Courtney.
Hey, my pleasure. Yeah. It was making me crazy. So thanks for listening.
Oh, if only we were in charge.
Things would be different, that's for sure.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I think that does it for episode 33. We've kind of covered the gamut once again.
We covered some stuff. And we went everywhere and also absolutely nowhere.
That's right.
So I feel like we've lived up to our promise of everything and nothing.
Everything and nothing, that is.
Maybe we'll change it to just some things? Question mark?
Question mark? Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time listening to us ramble on.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, totally. There's going to be a next time. So you can hear it. You can hear us then. It's going to be great.
In the meantime, I'm Deb.
I'm Courtney.
And that is The Mixtape.
Bye.
Courtney, it's Deb. I have some bad news. So I ran into Ira again at the gym. You know, my 75-year-old boyfriend. And I think I have to break up with him. I'm so sad. He came up to me while I had my headphones on. In the middle of my workout. Oh, man. I need some help. You gotta help me break up with this guy. Okay, hope you're having a great week. Bye.